Chapter 15. The Doctor's Promise. After a few minutes, Silver's men returned. One of them said to him,
"We've decided that you aren't our captain anymore."
"You can't choose a new captain without good reasons," replied Silver. "What are your reasons?"
"I'll tell you,"
the man said, his face red and angry.
"We haven't got the treasure. Captain Smollett and his men are free. And you don't want to kill this boy, and he's our enemy."
I was in a dangerous position. My life was now in the hands of Silver.
"Do you know why we're in trouble?" Silver asked the men. "It's because you didn't obey me. I said, first, find the treasure and bring it to the ship. Then kill the captain and his men. But you couldn't wait. You wanted to fight them before we found the treasure."
The men looked at each other, but didn't speak.
"This boy can help us," Silver said. "And Dr. Livesey is a good doctor. He comes here every day and helps us."
Silver turned to one of his men and said,
"George, you've got the fever. Who brings you medicine?"
"The doctor,"
George said quietly.
"All right, we haven't got the treasure, but we've got this,"
Silver said. He put the map on the floor.
"It's the map,"
George said.
"You've got the treasure map."
The men started to laugh.
"Good man, Silver,"
one shouted. They started to sing.
15 men on a dead man's chest, yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
That night, I lay next to Long John Silver, but I didn't sleep. The next morning, Dr. Livesey came to the stockade, but Silver told me not to speak to him.
"Good morning, Doctor," Silver said in a cheerful voice. "We've got a nice surprise for you today. We've got another sailor."
"Is it Jim?" he asked.
"Yes, he's here," Silver said. "And he's going to join me and my men."
"I want to speak to him," the doctor said, with no surprise in his voice. "But first, the sick men. George, how are you today?"
"Fine, Dr. Livesey,"
the man replied. "Good, but continue with the medicine," the doctor said. "Harry, your head looks better today."
"I feel better,"
Harry said. Dr. Livesey went from one man to the other. When he finished, he turned to Silver and said, "I want to speak to Jim now in private."
"All right," said Silver. "We'll go outside. Jim, you stay on this side of the fence, and Doctor, you stand on the outside. Jim, don't try to escape."
"I won't," I said. When we reached the fence, Silver said to the doctor,
"I saved this boy's life. The men wanted to kill him last night. Isn't that right, Jim?"
"Yes, doctor," I said. "It's true. They wanted to kill me."
"Perhaps one day you'll save my life, doctor," Silver said.
"I know what you mean, Silver," the doctor said. "You look after Jim, and I promise that I'll look after you."
"Good," said Silver. "I'll go and stand by the door, and you can talk together."
"Jim, are you all right?" the doctor asked. Captain Smollett was very worried. It was wrong to leave us. "I know, doctor," I said. "I'm sorry, but I've got a lot to tell you." I told him about the ship and the fight with Hans. Then I asked, "But why did you leave the stockade? Where is everyone?"
"It's Ben Gunn's plan. It's lucky that you found him. We're at his house."
"Come in now, Jim," Silver shouted. "That's enough talking."
"Come here, Silver," the doctor shouted to him. As Silver came towards us, the doctor said, "Keep close to Silver. He knows that if he loses and we take him to England, he'll hang. His only hope is to protect you. If he protects you now, I'll protect him. Will you?" I asked. "A promise is a promise," the doctor said. "Listen, Jim, Ben Gunn is helping us, and we've got a plan, but there's no time to talk now." At that moment, Silver arrived.
"Guard this boy with your life," Dr. Livesey said, "and if you ever need my help, you have it."
"Doctor, you are a gentleman."